An arraignment today for the owners of St. Rita's Nursing Home in St. Bernard Parish. 35 people died there in the flooding that followed Hurricane Katrina. Salvador Mangano and his wife blame federal, state, and local officials for those deaths. The Manganos claim moving the residents would have put them at greater risk. They say there was no plan to help evacuate the most vulnerable residents. The historic storm still affects their case. The Manganos were charged with negligent homicide only last month. The grand jury is just getting back to work in flooded St. Bernard Parish.
St. Bernard Parish residents also had to deal with the loss of schools after the floodwaters subsided, which is true all up and down the Gulf Coast. Today, our three-part series on the rebirth of schools hit by Katrina concludes with the story of a Catholic high school devastated by the storm. A dedicated group of parents refused to let it die. Here's NPR's Larry Abramson.
The cheerleaders of Our Lady of Prompt Succor Elementary School in St. Bernard Parish are doing warm-ups before an amazing backdrop. They're lined up in a huge barn of a building with no interior walls. Nearby, students sit at desks. Elsewhere, a bunch of boys play flag football. The only thing separating these groups is a row of 2x4 studs. The walls were all a casualty of the 4 feet of water that once occupied this space. But Father Danny DeGaulle says nobody's complaining.
We have no choice but to celebrate what we have.
Right.
You know, we can't celebrate what we don't have.
Students from this elementary school used to go to the local Catholic high school, Archbishop Hannon High, when they graduated. But that school was totally destroyed, or at least the building was.
Yeah. See the water line up here? Mm-hmm. That's where it settled there.
Right. 75 miles away really in Hammond, Louisiana, Tommy and Carol Manzella look through pictures of their destroyed home in St. Bernard Parish. The Manzellas have lived in many different places over the past year, but now they're comfortably ensconced many miles north of Lake Pontchartrain. For them, St. Bernard Parish and their children's high school will always be home.
There's Hannon.
There's Archbishop Hannon.
We had just gotten that. This is the fine arts building.
Hannon is Archbishop Hannon High School, where all three Manzella kids have gone to school. After they fled the storm, the family quickly learned their house had been destroyed. They gave up on rebuilding their home when they saw the ruins of their neighborhood. But as they moved about, they kept one eye on the fate of Hannon, which had also been wiped out. Like other Hannon families, the Manzellas sent their daughter to another Catholic high school in the area, one they liked. But something was missing.
They didn't have a principal called John Cirio.
Right.
John Cirio has been Hannon's legendary principal since the school's inception 2 decades ago. Parents knew they might have to do without Hannon's famed sports fields and its new arts building, but they wanted Cirio back.
Then, you know, Mr. Cirio started getting phone calls from other students that were elsewhere in Louisiana and Texas and Alabama saying, well, if Hannon's going to open up, we're coming back.
So the Archdiocese opened their ears, you know, and said, hey, these people want this school back.
But it wasn't easy. They kept saying no, 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 no for a long time.
When the Archdiocese gave in, the Manzellas quickly focused their house hunting efforts on the North Shore area so they'd be in place when the school reopened. Footsteps clatter across the metal catwalks that link together a small colony of trailers in rural Covington, Louisiana, the new home of Archbishop Hannon High. About 100 students from the former site have found their way to their alma mater and to their principal, John Cirio. He bristles at the idea that this school was reborn solely because of him.
What defines the school is the mission of the school and the philosophy of the school, which is old-fashioned values. There are consequences for bad decisions.
Cirio is a big man in a crisp white shirt and tie. He sits now on a folding chair in a trailer and works on a collapsible table. The school still has no internet access. Cirio says he's as surprised as anyone the school has returned. When he saw the remains of the old building after the flood, he was convinced it was all over.
When I got in, it was absolute devastation. There was not one item that I picked up and saved in my office. And we couldn't even get through the rest of the school. We couldn't get through it. It was too crushed. The building was crushed.
The rapid rebirth of Catholic schools is a stark contrast to the public schools, where enrollment is only about a third of what it once was. For many, parochial schools are a refuge from the failing public school system. Since the storm, the Archdiocese has made a commitment to welcome all children who want to come, whether they can afford it or not.
We've had non-Catholic students in this school for 20 years. I've never had a non-Catholic parent ever come up and say, my kid's uncomfortable, my child's uncomfortable. We've had non-Catholic students that got the medallion at graduation for having the highest average in religion.
Sirio is disappointed about one thing. He doesn't like the cramped trailer they use as a cafeteria, where some kids have to squat on the floor to eat the fast food that's being brought in. He says the old campus had a beautiful courtyard where everyone gathered for an hour-long lunch break.
You brought a sandwich for me?
As he slaps backs and teases students, Sirio looks like a principal out of some movie, a tough disciplinarian who's earned students' respect. Senior Cassie Carrera says the man is definitely strict.
He is. He doesn't put up with anything that, like, doesn't belong in a high school atmosphere. But, I mean, I admire him for that because he doesn't take, he takes criticism well and he's able to just stand by his beliefs.
Plans are underway to build a new permanent campus for Hannon, where Principal John Sirio can keep whipping kids into shape for a third decade. Larry Abramson, NPR News.
Go to npr.org and you can hear all of our series on the New Orleans schools.